Hi, my name is Satarian. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Well, I'm calling to try to find some information out, like if you've taken the COVID-19 test or the PCR test and you didn't have insurance at the time and was unemployed, and now you're billed for the cost of it. So how do you handle that?
See, when you
the right department, or should I call someone else?
Right, did you have insurance?
No, that's what I'm saying. Did not have insurance or working. And when I went to take the test, I did tell them I was not working or had insurance at the time. And each time, now, I'm her mom, and I had to pay a bill at first when she went to take the first test. It was at one of those hubs, at one of those family care, and I had to pay like $150 for that test. And they said she was negative. So she had no symptoms and nowhere else. So she went looking for a job, and they told her she had to, you know, have a positive test or take the test. So she had no symptoms or anything. So she, her brother told her to go take a PCR, who would give her more detail. And she did go to the Baptist and took that test. And now she's been billed for $300-some.
I definitely understand the concern there. Unfortunately, we don't have any information on pricing.
No, I'm not talking about the pricing. I'm talking about how, you know, if you don't have an insurance, how could it become free instead of being charged for it?
It just depends on where you go exactly. Again, for any charges, we don't have any information on that. Again, this is general information. So the specifics on where you go, it depends on wherever you go, and they'll be able to provide you with more information on that.
So you're saying we need to call them and find out. Let me ask, what's the Family First Coronavirus Respond Act?
You said, where is Family First?
No. What is it all about? Okay, like if you're trying to get help with this bill, who can you contact? Is there certain?
I have to look up that information because it's not made generally available for us. Typically, what we do is just locate testing sites at this line. So that specific information isn't really made available for us.
Oh, okay. Okay, because I was just looking at the internet and it gave you all this toll-free number here.
Right. For information like that, we have to refer you to the websites. Most notably, it'll be cdc.gov or adhp.org.
Wait a minute. CV, what now?
CDC.gov.
Okay. And what's the other one?
ADPH.org.
ADPH.gov. .org, okay. So it's just CDC?
It says CDC.
Uh-huh, CBC.gov.
Charlie Delta Charlie.
Charlie Delta, okay. Delta D, CDC.
Correct.
Okay, I had V, okay. Okay, thank you.
All right. More than welcome. I hope we've been able to help. If you need more information, you can visit those websites that we just talked about. I want to thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a wonderful day.
Okay, thank you.
All right.